Guitarist Andre Segovia here on Kansas Public Radio playing a Passacaglia by Ludovico Roncalli. Actually, his full name is Count Ludovico Giuseppe Antonio Filippo Roncalli. What a name. I am Destiny. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for being here with me this morning. Some of you may recognize that Passacaglia. Respighi ended up using it many, 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 many years later in his suite of ancient airs and dances. We will hear a Beethoven string trio this hour, and speaking of composers using things, something coming up by Mozart. Mozart used something from a cellist and wrote piano variations on it. This is Variations on a Minuet of Dupour, Dupour being the cellist. I've got Alfred Brendel playing it for us on the piano by Mozart. Right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Variations on a Minuet of Dupour here on Kansas Public Radio. Dupour, a cellist. Alfred Brendel playing those variations on piano. It is about 80 degrees here in Lawrence this morning. We've got a warm day ahead. I've got a Beethoven string trio coming up for you, and I'd like to thank some of our supporters here on Kansas Public Radio. Support comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And from the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, lots of other great frequencies. I've got Beethoven's String Trio No. 2, the Serenade Trio, coming up for you. And he wrote this earlier in his life when he was very inspired by his teacher, Haydn. We still get those abrupt outbursts that Beethoven is so famous for. So I hope you enjoy listening to this with me. The Arcobudelli is performing it, Beethoven's String Trio No. 2 on KPR. Beethoven's String Trio No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Arcobudelli. I am Destiny, and next hour we will be hearing from the trumpet and the flute, and also some queens, indeed. So don't go anywhere. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. By the way, every Friday morning, it's KPR's Classics by Request, where you help me pick the playlist. Go navigate over to our Shows tab and click on Classics by Request and let me know what you'd like to hear. I am planning for this Friday already.
In Maryland, the average age of a crabber has climbed into the late...
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More info available at lmh.org/heart. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas, in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. It is 10:01. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live judge in London ruled against the prince, saying the allegations required more evidence to be proven. The publishers of the Daily Mail called the ruling a magnificent vindication of their journalism. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Cleopatra Overture here on KPR, composed by Domenico Cimarosa. That was Alessandro Amoretti's Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me and listening to classical music. We will hear from the trumpet at the bottom of the hour and another queen after that. Right now, we are going to listen to a concerto for the flute, violin, and harpsichord. And I've got Marie Pariah with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. He's playing the piano, Kenneth Slido on violin, and Jane Martin on flute. This is composed by Johann Sebastian Bach. You'll get to hear how strings and winds together and harpsichord all sound. It is right now on KPR. A concerto for flute, violin, and harpsichord here on Kansas Public Radio. Instead of a harpsichord, we heard the piano, Marie Pariah on piano with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach. Jane Martin on flute and Kenneth Slido on violin. I am Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, a queen of spades coming up in about 20 minutes. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia from the University of Kansas, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app. Alrighty, up next, something for the trumpet, and not just any trumpet, but the Baroque trumpet. Yes, the Baroque period was a very early period in music, and the instruments that we play on nowadays are quite different. So, just so you know, for your own satisfaction, a Baroque trumpet, also known as a natural trumpet, is longer than a modern trumpet, and it doesn't have valves, so the players change the pitch by controlling their airflow. Indeed. Sounds pretty tricky. We are going to listen to Roy Goodman conduct the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, Niklas Eklund playing the Baroque trumpet, Johann Hummel's Trumpet Concerto, right now on KPR. Johann Hummel's Trumpet Concerto here on KPR, played by Niklas Eklund on Baroque trumpet, Roy Goodman and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. The Baroque trumpet is different than a modern trumpet. It doesn't have valves, so the player uses airflow to control all the pitches. That sounds like a lot of work. That was a fun listen. Coming up, I promised you another queen this hour. This next piece of music we're going to listen to gives us a hint of what we will hear next hour. There is more than one composer that wrote about the Queen of Spades. Right now, we are going to hear from Franz von Suppe. This is his overture. Queen of Spades Overture. I've got Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields now on KPR. The Queen of Spades Overture here on KPR, composed by Franz von Suppe. That was Sir Neville Mariner with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Next hour, we will hear from another composer who wrote about the Queen of Spades. Indeed, it's an entire orchestral suite. We will also hear from the viola, one of the beautiful instruments of the orchestra that is not often played. And next hour, I found a fun opener, something from Alice in Wonderland, thinking of Queen of Spades and cards and all of those things. I hope you are all doing really well. It's about 85 degrees right now here in Lawrence. It's going to be pretty hot today, but at least we are not in an extreme heat warning. That is good. Good indeed. If you've got something special you'd like to hear on the radio, let me know. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request. You can fill out a form. I am programming for this Friday. This is KPR.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off.
One, two, one, two.
People get into a different rhythm. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours.
Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Don't
We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio on KPR. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Old Bridge Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org. We will dip into NPR News for just a minute and then come right back here on Kansas Public Radio for more music.
Why did she wear an electronic bracelet? It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and who've been building privacy tools for 15 years. They now offer Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. Duck.ai. This is Kansas Public Radio. Alvar's Concertino for Harps and Orchestra here on KPR, Catherine Michel and Xavier de Maistre. Good morning, I am Destiny. Hope you're all doing well. We are going to hear from Tchaikovsky this hour. His Queen of Spades Orchestral Suite will be at the bottom of the hour. Now we're about to listen to some viola, indeed, one of the great instruments of the orchestra. This is Bridge of Light for Viola and Orchestra, and the composer, Keith Jarrett, wrote it in a neoclassical style, which means it's in a classical style, but composed more recently. And the composer himself says that he rathers people listen with their hearts instead of their heads. That's very beautiful. And when he wrote this music, he described it as colorful foundations from instruments like the harp and celeste and weaving together of bridging passages of light. So this will be a really nice listen on KPR, commissioned for and by Patricia McCarty, the violist. This is Thomas Crawford with the Fairfield Orchestra right now on KPR. Keith Jarrett's Bridge of Light for Viola and Orchestra here on KPR, the violist Patricia McCarty, with Thomas Crawford conducting the Fairfield Orchestra. A beautiful and soulful piece of music to listen to. I am Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Some Tchaikovsky coming up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. All righty. Tchaikovsky, the Queen of Spades Orchestral Suite. Peter Briner is conducting, and he also made a notable arrangement of all of the great music from this opera. It is based on a character who wants to desperately discover the secret of winning at cards. Don't we all? Let's listen now. It's Peter Briner with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades, the Orchestral Suite, on Kansas Public Radio. Well, quite the grand way to end our morning together. Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades Orchestral Suite from his opera. Peter Briner arranged a great orchestral suite of the highlights. That was the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Don't go anywhere. Jeff Watson is in, and he's got violin music for you. I love Chausson's poem. That'll be after the noon news, and then a classy suite for oboe and piano, and a Haydn symphony. Sounds like a great afternoon of music. It's about 87 degrees here in Lawrence, Kansas. This is KPR.
In Maryland, the average age of a crabber has climbed into the late 50s while the population of crabs has fallen. But some young crabbers are trying to carve out careers on Chesapeake Bay.
Most people my age, they'd rather work in an office building than be out in the water.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, the next generation of crabbers on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsbury Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere with the PBS app. Featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece, Week in Review, Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand. It's about 12:01. We'll dip into NPR News here at the top of the hour for a little bit and then back with more classical music with Jeff Watson from 12 to 3. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here.